Well, I got to say, it's been a lot of fun just to say the band name Heartless Bastards on the radio the last few months. But more than that, their album Arrow is one of the best records of the year. With a show tonight at the Echoplex, which we just got word is sold out, but we do have tickets giveaway a little bit later. It's a great pleasure to welcome Heartless Bastards live in studio. Good morning.
Morning.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, thank you.
Sleepy.
A little sleepy? Well, thank you. Thank you for coming through early. To KCRW, welcome. So, love the record, and I really just want to get out of the way and let you play your first set, and we'll stop in between and find out more about what you're up to. Heartless Bastards, live on KCRW.
All right, this song's called Parted Ways.
Starting sparking action in every direction.
This next song's called Gotta Have Rock and Roll. This next song's called Only For You.
Then
Heartless Bastards, live on KCRW. Their album Arrow has been a station favorite around here since its Valentine's Day release, which is actually very funny that it came out on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Show tonight at the Echoplex, I'm told, is sold out. We do have tickets giveaway a little bit later. So that was great. How'd that feel for you?
Good.
Yeah, it felt good.
It's a great studio.
Nice. Well, thanks again for coming through. Gotta say, you were on top of my list to see in Austin, Texas, a few weeks back at South by Southwest, and I actually caught you at the Radio Day Stage right there in the Austin Convention Center for a show, I think, sponsored by Austin radio station KUT.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that is possibly the most civilized way to see a show I have ever experienced. I was sprawled out on a beanbag chair with a latte. I mean, it was great. Anyway, you sounded excellent.
I was really happy we got through that show. Actually, the bass amp fell on Dave's foot right before we...
Yeah, just about cut his dang toe off.
So you call Austin home now?
As of about 4 years ago, yeah.
Okay, so it's been a little while. Did the move coincide with writing or approaching this album, Arrow, at all?
Actually, I was in a 9-year relationship, and we split up, and so I moved to Austin. I thought I'd start over, start new.
Change, get out of Dodge.
Yeah, I have some family there.
Where were you before Austin?
I was in Cincinnati. That's where the band formed.
Okay. And you think Austin has been good to you as a musician?
Oh, definitely. I think the city has really embraced the band, and people just go out to music all the time there.
Yeah, and every band in the world comes through Austin. I mean, you get your pick of the litter, that's for sure.
So as I mentioned, we're loving the album Arrow, and slightly fascinated with, you know, when everything seems to click with a band or a sound. I know this isn't your first rodeo as far as touring and supporting an album, but it feels so easygoing and so effortless. And I know it must not be effortless, but do you feel that sense too, that it's just clicked with this particular record?
Yeah, this is the, we've all been playing together now for around 4 years, and I think we're all, work really well together musically and as people,
also... Yeah, we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, and we toured on the album right before we went in the studio, too, and we wanted it to just sort of feel second nature, like, sometimes... in the past, I've gone in the studio, and if it's a brand new song, sometimes it's easy to second guess yourself, or you're not sure if certain parts work. But we did a month long tour and went in the studio 2 days later, so it was a very smooth, pleasant process.
Yeah, we got to work out all the arrangements in front of lots and lots of people, and it really shows you the strong parts and the weak parts of the tune when you're standing in front of 1,000 faces, you know, either smiling or looking confused.
So you road tested them. Very nice. And so the reception at that point was promising. Did you eliminate any songs in that process?
No.
Everything felt pretty good.
Yeah.
And so with the recording, who did you work with? Did you have a producer on this?
Jim Eno from Spoon produced this album. And he actually suggested we do that tour. So we all liked that suggestion and thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, he was great to work with.
And how's it been, the reception, since the release of the album?
It's been great. Yeah, I'm really, really happy with the response.
Any real highlights for you as a band so far?
Let's see.
Playing David Letterman was great. It was a good time. We sold out Webster Hall in New York. That was a great show.
That felt really good.
Yeah, also we were supposed to play a small venue in Minneapolis, and it got moved to a venue probably like five or six times the capacity. So that was really nice. Yeah,
we were blown away.
Good for you. Well, we are happy for you. I don't usually ask about a band's name, but I really want to in this case. Can you tell us how you got the name Heartless Bastards?
I bartended for years before I started the band, and I used to, when I would get off work, I would play sort of bar top games, like there's photo hunt and card games and trivia. And one night I played trivia, and one of the questions was, what is Tom Petty's backing band? And Tom Petty and the Heartless Bastards was one of the wrong answers. And I thought it was hilarious. And I was also always a big fan of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts growing up as a kid. And like, I and I thought it kind of had a reminiscent quality to the Black Hearts, and yeah,
sounds tough.
I thought it sounded tough. Yeah,
it does. And as I mentioned earlier, I've been really enjoying saying it on the radio because Heartless Bastards. You know, we noticed that Friday Night Lights gets thanked on this record. Were you featured in that show? Because our own Liza Richardson, who works here at the station, she is the music supervisor for that show.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. They've been really supportive of the band. We had a song from the second album, All This Time. There was a song on one of the episodes. And then the last season, we were actually on the show playing live. There was sort of a fictional South by Southwest setting. And,
it was really funny. It was great. They recorded the music and we actually got to play the tune on the show.
Yeah, it was a live version of the song.
It was freaky, though. We had to cut it a couple of times silently.
Everybody danced to no music.
You know, silently cheering. It was surreal.
That's awkward. Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of cheering tonight at the Echoplex. I want to remind people we'll have tickets to give away for this sold-out show with Heartless Bastards a little bit later in the show. As we get into your second set, thank you so much for coming through. There's a lot of fans of yours here at the station, so we just appreciate it. Without further ado, Heartless Bastards on KCRW.
Thank you. This song's called Skin and Bone. This next song is called The Arrow Killed the Beast. All right. You and I start, right?
No. I'm not playing bass.
Oh,
on this
I
one.
Forgot. Yeah, okay.
We're stripping this one down. It's a little different than the album okay. version.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Out from the edge of the This next song is called Simple Feeling.
Bastards live on KCRW. So tonight, April 3rd, KCRW presents Heartless Bastards live at the Echoplex. We have 5 autographed copies of the CD Arrow, along with 5 pairs of tickets for the show, which is sold out at the Echoplex. Heartless Bastards, if you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, Give us a call for your chance to win. 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs and tickets available to our current members only. First come, first serve basis. They're non-transferable. Well, it's great to meet you all, and we wish you all the best. Thank you for coming through, and I know you have one more, yeah?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What are you going to do for us?
It's called Late in the Night.
All right. Thank you. Heartless Bastards on KCRW.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.